Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net. And this morning we have with us Warner Braun, who is the president of the Carpet and Rug Institute. How are you doing today, Warner?
I'm doing great. Welcome to CRI.
Okay. Well, thanks for talking to our listeners. You know, one of the things that I thought might be interesting for us to talk about today would be, you know, we are working on our annual report, which looks at all the statistics for 2007. And it looks like that carpet, one more time, has again, lost a little bit of market share. What is CRI as an organization doing to kind of reverse that trend of share loss?
Well, first of all, let me give you a compliment. I think you all do a really good job of tracking those statistics, and I find them personally very valuable. Now, with respect to what CRI is doing, we're right now in the process of developing an entirely new marketing strategy. The Market Issues Committee that Keith Gray of Interface chairs has been working very hard. And what we're doing is we're putting together a strategy which, for the first time, really gets much more aggressive in getting our messages and information out to the residential consumer. We've been working very hard over the last 8 years on the commercial side, but clearly we want to focus more on the residential side. In addition, we're also starting to focus on the influencers. People like physicians, for example, which we have worked on and talked about in the past in many other forums. So this new strategy, I think, will really help us to really get our messages out better, especially to the retail community.
Okay. You know, one thing I might add to this, we recently did some consumer research and we used an internet method of asking this question, but we asked about 1,000 consumers out there a question: what is the most desirable, if you could dream about your house and dream about the flooring, what would be the most desirable surface? And hardwood won out and beat carpet by over 20%. But then we also asked the question, you know, what was the last flooring product you bought? And carpet won out, so carpet still is the leading, and different than any other country in the world, carpet is still the leading floor covering in the United States. So why is it, do you think, that carpet has for the longest time had such a dominant share in flooring?
Well, I think there's a number of reasons for that. One, for example, is that on a cost per square foot or cost per square yard basis, carpet is still the most economical floor covering you can put down, bar none. In addition to that, I mean, there are benefits that the consumer recognizes. One, it makes a house a lot more quiet. In addition to that, you know, if you're in a commercial setting, it makes the spoken word a lot more audible. For example, we know in a classroom setting where you have a non-carpeted classroom, that only 3 out of 4 words are understood. Now, that's very, very important to any kind of a learning environment. In addition to that, there's the whole warmth concept. You know, my kids go to Westwood schools, and I've been in there a number of times, and the kids oftentimes will sit on the floor and work on school projects. In addition, there's the whole slip-fall issue, a clear benefit of carpet over hard surface. We have statistics, for example, from the American Institute of Insurance, and you're 10 times less likely to fall on carpet. And if you do fall, you're 7 times less likely to be injured. Now, how important is that in a home where you have toddlers, you have elderly parents? I mean, that's a big deal. And certainly on the commercial side, if you're in healthcare or hospitality or whatever business you're in, that's also a big issue, not only from a liability perspective, but comfort of your clients. So there's a lot of these benefits. On the negative side, you know, there are a lot of misperceptions out there about carpet that we've worked very hard to address over the years. And in part of our marketing strategy, we're really going to start really focusing in on and promoting the benefits of carpet in either residential or commercial. We're not going to ignore the misperceptions, the urban legends that are out there, because, you know, those continue to get in the way. And since you mentioned surveys, we're right now in the process of finalizing our commercial survey for this year. And later this summer, we'll be doing our residential, and this will be the fifth time that we've done these, because clearly we want to understand, you know, what are the things that the consumer finds that are important to them with respect to the benefits of carpet. And in addition to that, we want to know what's getting in the way of them, you know, buying additional carpet or when they're replacing floor covering, putting carpet down. So this will be a very interesting to us, because the other thing, in a small digression here, about every 2 years we go through an exercise to determine, you know, what are the issues that CRI is going to work on over the next 2 or 3 or 4 years. So we're going to be doing that again. A lot of what we decide will come out of our surveys.
One of the things that I just made a notice of, and this is by no means statistical or anything, but when you look at the shelter magazines that are out there, why don't we see anybody out there advertising and building carpet up as a luxury, hip surface, one that's fashionable and fun to live on?
Well, I can't speak for the mills, and primarily that's a mill issue. But let me talk to you about why we haven't done that in the past as CRI. First of all, it can be very expensive, and we don't have a huge marketing budget. What we focus in on is trying to get earned media, and clearly in our new marketing strategy there's going to be a lot more of that earned media. In fact, I had a meeting here with Home Magazine just about 2 weeks ago, and they're going to run a series of articles from CRI dealing with asthma and allergy, cleaning and maintenance, sustainability, and those sorts of things. So clearly that's an important part of our strategy. One of the things also that we're going to be using much more extensively, over the last 8 years we've done 4 of these, but we're going to probably, if we get the plan through as it's currently drafted, we're going to be doing at least quarterly half-hour-long segments on cable television, including Home and Garden and channels like that, where we talk about, again, the features and benefits of carpet. Also, you know, continuing to try to dispel these myths that are so prevalent out there.
Okay, well, let's shift gears for a minute. So we've been talking about consumers' perception and everything. I know CRI has actually had some pretty major wins this year. Tell us a little bit about your seal of approval initiatives around your cleaning products.
Well, and again, going back to our surveys, in the previous 4 surveys we've done on the residential and commercial side, the number one issue that the consumer in every market segment points out as the biggest reason they switch away from carpet is cleaning and maintenance. When we look at the whole list, 82% of the time cleaning and maintenance gets mentioned either as the first or second mention of issues they have with carpet. So as a result, you know, we put together about 3 years ago, and it's going gangbusters, a new program to address that issue. It's called our Seal of Approval Program. And in that program, we test and certify cleaning products that really work. Spot removers, in-tank and pre-sprays, extractors, deep cleaning systems, and vacuum cleaners. Now, this creates a wonderful paradigm, because now you have the opportunity for the consumer to really have the best factual information how to clean and maintain their carpet. We're doing lots and lots of things to try to get that pushed through to the marketplace, and we have a number of initiatives underway. And one of the biggest breakthroughs we have, we announced about 3 months ago, we signed a memorandum of understanding with Hilton Hotels, and they will be using exclusively Seal of Approval products in all their properties. We're also working with a number of school districts to try to go in that same direction. Get this paradigm for a second. You know, schools have, depending on the size of the school district, will have in most cases well over $1 million invested in their soft floor covering. Now, we know from data that we've accumulated that you can wear out, ugly out, a carpet in half the time of its real design life. Now think about that in terms of lost value to a school district, every one of which is strapped for cash. If you have $1 million investment, for example, and you have a carpet that has a design life of 11 years, and it uglies out in 4 years, you have flushed about $450,000 down the sewer. And in addition to that, the carpet looks crummy while it's in service instead of looking good like it ought to. So we're beginning to get real aggressive in accumulating these sorts of data so that we can go to a school district and say, you know, not only is this the right thing to do for the best learning environment that you can have for your kids, but in addition to that, it shows fiduciary responsibility in that you're being good custodians of this mammoth investment that you have in floor covering.
You know, not only are you out there certifying these cleaning methods, these cleaning products, but you also have some very interesting statistics around, like in that example of schools you just brought up, if they're not putting carpet down, they're putting VCT down, and While the initial investment is much less for VCT, don't you also have some great statistics that say that over the life of that floor, it costs more to have VCT on the floor than it does carpet?
Well, that's exactly right. And a number of years ago, Jeff Bishop did a survey of IICRC cleaning firms. And his data showed that it was anywhere from 2 to 2.5 times more expensive to clean and maintain hard surface as compared to carpet if you amortize that over an entire year. We're in the process right now of redoing that through a major university here in the Southeast. And certainly when that data becomes available, we'll be out there talking about that as well. We certainly believe that is clearly the case. It's much more cost-effective to clean and maintain carpet, and especially if it's done correctly.
All right. Now, if any of our listeners want to get information about this, the seal of approval products that you've actually tested and rated, they can go to the website and get that information, can't they?
Well, that's right. On our website, which is carpet-rug.org, there is a button you can push for seal of approval. And it'll list not only all the products that are listed there, but there's also a category called Seal of Approval Service Providers. And these are cleaning firms that have signed agreements with us that they will use exclusively these kinds of products when they service their customers. A new category, by the way, which your listeners might be interested in, is we now have a separate category called SOA Green. And in that category, we have listed products that have passed the seal of approval product testing and that they really work. But we also recognize that green cleaning is very important to a great number of people. So we have a whole separate category of people who have been shown to work through our program, but also been certified as green through either Green Seal or the EPA's Designing for the Environment program. So those are listed totally separately on our website.
Well, listen, you know, as I probably should tell our listeners, you and I have agreed to get together about every 4 to 6 weeks and do about a 10-minute session. So I actually invite our listeners, if you'd like to give us feedback on some topics you'd like Warner and I to talk about next time we get together, you ought to email us at info@floorfocus.com. And you've been listening to Warner Braun, the president of the Carpet and Rug Institute, and this is floordaily.net.